Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream. There's typically not much to see unless I have an in-studio guest. I do not today. So it's pretty much, it's not just a radio show. It's a radio show and a reality show that is pretty much a train wreck. That's exactly the best way to describe this thing. If it was just a radio show, it's visually, there's not much to see. There really isn't. The high point is the Nail City Jeep ducky that I have here up on my microphone. I guess that's what this is called, a microphone, right? Thank you. But if I have a studio guest, that's, you know, that is great. But typically there's not much to see. However, because the show, the way that I do the show and the way my life is, it turns into a typical train wreck on most days. Not all days, but most days, like today. I think that's why people tune in. Because it, that whole train wreck vibe to it, that whole, you know, air disaster type of theme. And also because we've got a very special guest every morning that we do the show live. His name is Mr. Big Willie. And we don't know if he was named after the radio station or the radio station was named after him. We simply don't know. But this legendary Valley OTR truck driver calls us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, DOT US 3538358. Mr. Big Willie, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I can get six times the likes, shares, and follows than Dimitri Vassalaros. Should Big Willie 105.5 just hire me to talk crap, which he didn't say, on the radio for revenue? Share to let them know how unpopular he actually is. He's reaching for engagement. Hashtag screw that guy. So we got 72 likes, 13 comments, and 7 shares from the guy that posted that about you and Big Willie 105. And what I say to that is we've had 5 likes this morning just on the video, just as it got posted, 35 shares, and we're up to 670 views with 7,800 people. I don't understand why they want to still give free advertisement. And I thank you for promoting Big Willie 105.5. Say why you don't like him. Don't just say you don't like him and he wants to talk crap and all this. Or, Dimitri, you would have him on the show, right?
I would be more than happy to have any of my critics on the show if they wanted to talk about anything of substance. Right. If they just come on to call me names, I mean, that's frankly not good radio. I wouldn't call them names. I don't call them names. You know, you just look at Facebook.
I don't understand it. I just don't. There's a million things to do in the world, and people already know why you got to comment on somebody's show and just say bad things, and it's just whatever. I mean, these people, the leftists, they're so enthralled with everything that anybody has to do with MAGA. They jump all over it. They try to destroy it. I don't know if it's because they think they're losing a battle. And they know the Republicans are doing the right thing. Do I agree with everything that's going on? No, but it is what it is. But for somebody to keep bashing the same thing and beating a dead horse, we all know who Dimitri Vassalaros is. And we all heard his show. And you have every right to call in and voice your opinion and sit down and have an adult talk like any grown human being, instead of just trying to get your own likes and say, hey, look at me, because I'm talking crap on some guy that has a small, mediocre show in the Valley with barely any following.
Hello? Hello? Big Willie 105.5.
I guess you got angry at Dimitri.
No, I didn't touch anything. I swear to you, I didn't touch anything. It's got to be the cable company that provides all the services there. I touched nothing.
It's just sarcasm, Dimitri. It's sarcasm. Don't be upset with me and your mediocre show in the Valley. So I guess they know that we get out to thousands of people. And I don't agree with everything Dimitri says, and everybody's heard it just with the participation trophies, apparently, that he don't like giving out. And everything's not equal. But I still agree with what Trump's doing to some extent and some of his other stuff. But I do know one thing. Maisie, Saturday, when she had this potential boyfriend thing going on and a date, and I guess she likes him or whatever.
I'm sorry, who is this? Hold on. Paint the picture. Who's this now?
Maisie, the 16-year-old daughter.
Right.
The one that left volleyball, went to the band, and now she wants to go to homecoming. And
well, that's fine.
She's been talking. Well, yeah, but she's been talking to this kid named Lane, and we have no idea who he is. So she wanted to go Saturday morning with him in his car, his pickup truck, to go to the mall to get him clothes or whatever for the dance. And she had to get flowers. She makes her own stuff. And I said, well, we've never even met the guy. I said, I just don't agree with that. So I said, how about that Mr. Big Willie himself takes you and picks up Lane, and then I can get to know him. And she's like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean no? And she goes, there's no way you're going. And I said, well, ask your mom. So then after she talked to the kid, and he agreed that probably it'd be smart if I went. Well, I can tell you one thing. The boy ended up being really good, but my pocketbook ended up being a lot less. I have a big heart, Dimitri, like you, and I ended up buying the kid a shirt and a tie because I know he works hard. He's in a nursing class at Mideast. He's going to go to the Army National Guard, and he's the same size as Maisie, so I don't think she could beat him up and take control of him. But he was really polite, really nice kid. The best thing he did, and I told him, I said, you've got to be the smartest person on the face of the earth, is like, she didn't like a shirt, and he would just say, yes, ma'am, and he'd put the shirt back on the rack. He'd grab another one, and she'd say, I don't like that, and he'd say, yes, ma'am, and he'd put it back on the rack. And I said, you're going to be married for 80 years, son, if you keep that up. I guarantee it. I said, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to do just fine. Because if you know, you remember Cindy Wade, right? You know why the Willie chick, Cindy. And I know she's listening. There's no way I'd marry that woman. No way. She would beat the crap out of me. I said, I don't like that. She'd be like, who are you talking to? So he's going to do just fine. And I thought the date went all right. They called it something date or whatever. So I feel okay with him taking her to prom now. And then I asked him, I said, you got siblings? And he says, I got 5 of them. And I said, wow, they're all younger or whatever. And I said, well, maybe you got siblings. And I said, yeah. And she said, yeah. And I said, you guys don't like it when them little ones run around and, like, nib crap in your stuff and bug you all day. And she said, and they both said no. And I said, well, just remember that on homecoming night, whatever you're feeling like is something's going to happen. So that's my birds and bees talk. Basically, look at your siblings, and if you want to be cleaning up poop and pee and spilled milk, then you go ahead and have at her. But if not, you better be smart about it. So they both just kind of looked at me like I was weird, but I thought it was an easier analogy than it was to try to actually explain how the birds and the bees talk, and which I'm glad she's not bisexual or gay or whatever, because then that would ruin my whole talk, because I thought about it for years, and I wouldn't know what to say then, you know what I mean? I'd be like, well, not really sure. I got to get back to you on that one. But anyhow, that's what happened my Saturday, and then the water department was back. Holy cow. And you know what? I called a guy 2 weeks ago. Water's pouring out of my yard where they fixed my side and their side. And, you know, old Big Willie's not stupid. So Ohio State played Saturday at 7:30. So Big Willie calls him at 6:45 on Saturday and tells him that I'm trying to fix the line and they need to come out and look at it and get it taken care of. So they want to mess with Big Willie. I waited till 6:45. The guy shows up at 7:15. They wasn't happy. So they said, well, can we wait till Monday? I said, not really, but I'm not paying for the water. And then they wanted to charge me $50 to come out and look at it. And I said, you charge me whatever you want. It's not my problem. So there's a whole nother thing today with the Guernsey County Water Department. And the guy being a smart butt and the worker that came out, and I told him, I said, well, I called 2 weeks ago and that guy never even showed up. So this water been running, but I took pictures of the meter. And he said, yeah, well, that's normal for him. A lot of people say the same thing. So maybe they need to look at hiring Big Willie out there or something. If it pays $150,000 a year, I'd be willing to do it. Because my value is very, very high right now. But that's why I'm not full-time on the radio. Steve, he's 5 days a week. They can't afford another Steve there. They can only afford us, Dimitri. A free lonely truck driver and a part-time talk show host, you know, when they get new boards. But anyhow, back to the original thing, this Johnny guy, Johnny Hodd or whatever, you can go look at his Facebook. If I was him, I'd just, you know, you can say what you say, but why keep singling out a certain person unless there's an agenda behind it? Just get to the point and say what you want or come on the radio. I don't know the guy personally. I don't care what he does personally. I'm not going to dig at his personal life or anything like that. I wouldn't want the same thing for me. So, but I just don't understand why you go after one person all the time, and all you're doing is giving free publicity to the whole station, and you're giving, and now you got your 70 likes every and whatever shares, everybody's going to listen to Big Willie, and they're driving the ratings up, and we're selling commercials and stuff. So I mean, you're doing the exact opposite thing that you think you're doing, but we want to thank you. Maybe we'll send them a Christmas card or something this year. And it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't get why people, even online, there's another guy that see online, I always talk to him. As soon as they see something, the Republicans are destroying the world. The Republicans are shutting down this. The Republicans doing that. You know, they're just not used to somebody stepping up and doing something. Like in Portland, they send the National Guard up there because the Antifa's attacking the ICE and the police headquarters. And then the Portland police won't even let them go in and use the bathroom. You know, I mean, how childish are we? You know, but your town, you got people shooting meth up on the sidewalks. They got the guys like on Facebook. He's showing. He's like, yeah, there's nothing going on here to see except the lady behind me with her pants down shooting meth up. And then the people are zoned out, just walking around like zombies. It just doesn't make sense. People need to wake up a little bit. And if you don't want us, if you don't want Republicans and you want to fight us and you don't want to work together, you know, or that's what you're saying on the left, we should be all one. We should be working together. But they're the first ones to talk crap and the first ones to throw digs out on Facebook and any chance they get, instead of saying, you know what, let me go on the radio or let me go and voice my opinion. Let's try to work out a solution. Let's not try to sit there and keep throwing digs at somebody and getting mad. You know, and go to McDonald's and get rides from people to go over to McDonald's and talk, you know, and hold signs up about something stupid. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So why don't they try to work together? I don't know. If Dimitri, if you have him on, I think he should call in. Maybe give him 5 minutes to voice his opinion. And maybe that'll, you know, we'll be able to see exactly what he knows about politics. I think he ran for office or something. So if all the friends you got are leftists, then that's fine, you know. Maybe you need to just voice your opinion and come on the radio, and let's just have it out and be done with it. You know, but it don't need to be violent. It don't need to be crap-talking and cussing and screaming. Having a dog conversation and voice your opinion, like Dimitri does, except when he screams at his board because he doesn't have the Belmont Buzz no more. But that's about all I got to say about that, Dimitri. And I got some more to say about Israel and the Palestine people tomorrow, and Pakistanis and stuff. This stuff's getting out of hand over there, and I don't know why we keep letting these Netanyahu just do whatever he wants. So it's something just doesn't make sense there. We made a deal. Trump said the bombing would be over. Next thing you know, Gaza's getting bombed that night and the next morning. So why ain't we stepping in? So something's got to be happening there. And the Charlie Kirk thing, no autopsy, no police report, no nothing. The FBI...